the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Yeah, that's a hard one. You know, when you run the ball 32 yards, I mean, with this team, this offense that we have, if we get that, it's going to be a long night, which it was.
You were shaking your head when you came off the field. What was going through your
mind? Yeah, this is as frustrating as the games we've had since I've been here, for sure. We got nothing going in the first half. We had a few things going in the second half. We drive down there, turn the ball over. We're just going to start to get some momentum going, and it doesn't happen. And so we get nothing done the first half. Second half, we come out two drives and get something going, but it's just not enough.
How much do you think this was you not executing your game plan versus them having the better game plan?
I don't think they did a whole bunch different. I got to put the tape on than what we were really anticipating, to tell you the truth. I mean, there's always a wrinkle or two, and certainly when you have a bye, but there was not a lot there that we were saying we haven't seen that at all.
Did you expect them at blitzing in the first half?
They have a big, huge blitz package on third down. I mean, they've done that all year, and they've done a pretty good job on getting after the quarterback on third down. And teams have made plays by the quarterback scramble a little bit. Our guy got one. That's not usually his game, but we did get one. But they do a nice job, especially if they get you in third and longer situations. A lot of different pressure.
Why do you think it was so hard to run the ball?
I don't know. I got to look at that. I really don't, because that's part of our game. That's our game. It really is. And I've got to put the tape on them. The guys were not executing, for sure. And it's not a bunch of new schemes we had or anything like that. But, need to look at it when Jackson went down and that changed things and that kind of thing.
The neutral zone infraction that took them from the 1 yard line to the 5 seemed to give them life. How tough is that to hold a team and to then lose it on something like
that? Yeah, I thought a couple things. Towards the end, we get the big punt return. And we got great momentum. We got the ball where we wanted, and we do nothing. And then I thought that punt pinning them back there as well was exactly what we need to do. And then we couldn't, we make an error and jump off sides, and that takes away the momentum that we have right there. And to their credit, they drive the ball down the field.
You left the Oregon State game pretty frustrated with the passing game. You had a bye week. It didn't look much better tonight.
No.
I mean, how do you explain that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't explain it. We got to get fixed, and, we'll take a look at it, but it's extremely frustrating. That's all I can tell you.
With Montez running as much as he did in the beginning, were you surprised that the big gaps he was able to get?
That's part of his game, and he's a really good runner. Some that we knew was could be coming our way, and we had him. He got out of some things, and he does that well.
How would you describe the first half?
About as poor as I've seen on offense in a long, long time.
What was the difference in this game?
They made more plays than us. We couldn't get anything going. I think the big thing was on the first half that we just had nothing going. We needed to get something. We had a little something in the red zone, and then we turned the ball over. And I think that set us back on our heels again, and we could get nothing going after that. And, we came out for two drives, and you got to do something. You're not going to win many games in this conference scoring 14 points.
Your quarterback, Jacob, he's struggling, and he's frustrated. What do you need to do to get him back on track?
Yeah, we got to somehow create some throws, some easier throws that he can, that he can make, and we can make for him. And we got to get him in some sort of rhythm, for sure.
Where's his confidence level?
Yeah, he'll be back. I know he's frustrated. We're all frustrated. You wouldn't be on this team. You're not part of our program if you're not frustrated right now. So, of course, he's going to be frustrated.
You tried a few trick plays tonight. Was that just an attempt to try and get something going?
Always is. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. We're going to always have something that we're trying to create explosives.
Wouldn't happen this week, obviously, but are you to the point offensively where you're maybe considering some philosophical changes going forward?
We got a short week. We just got to get back and, put the best game plan we can against Washington State, And we need to be better on offense than we were tonight, for sure.
Is there any update on Kirkland?
I have nothing. I don't even know what happened to him. So,
Coach, I mean, all losses are tough, but to be shut out in the first half and then start to get some momentum, how tough was it to lose this one?
It was tough. When you lose games and you feel like you're, you know, playing like you can play and all that, I mean, that's part of it. But, you know, like you said, that first half was painful and got a little bit better in the second half. But, you know, I've been saying it for a long time. I think we got more to us, certainly on offense, and we didn't show it tonight.
Good.
Jacob Eason.
Jacob, what were they doing to put pressure on you in the first half?
They showed it on tape, but they do. So they did some funky stuff up front with six or seven guys, and they show one thing one way, bring it the other way, and I got to do a better job of seeing that and moving up. And you know, they did some good job of dropping into coverage too, and covering up some of our routes. So I mean, we'll watch the tape and see what happened there and learn from it.
How tough a loss is this?
It's tough. You know, you go out there and you practice all week and you play, you know, you perform and give it you all. And sometimes, you know, that's the game. You're either going to win or lose. And, you know, learn from all your losses and learn from all your wins. And, you know, credit to Colorado. They went out and played a great game. And we got to get better.
Do you think you'd be able to run the ball better than you guys did tonight?
What's up?
Did you think you'd be able to run the ball better than you guys did tonight?
Yeah, I think going in we did. You know, they did some good things to stop us and played a good game.
Were you guys able to do anything to adjust where you're able to score the two touchdowns coming out at halftime?
Yeah, you know, we got into some tempo. We got to operate on critical downs. Third downs were huge in those couple drives. And, you know, it's just frustrating. You want to go out there and win those big games, you know. But that's football. It's a, you know, only one team can walk off winning. So, you know, I'm proud of the guys. Like, every week they go out there and give it their all. We just got to be able to operate in those critical moments.
Can you take us through that last drive after Aaron set you up?
We had the toss back pass. They covered that up really well. And then we had a couple of run play and then a third and long. We got to avoid getting in those third and long situations, fourth and long situations, especially late in the game. And you know, when it's easier to manage a third and short than a third and 11 or 12. So we got to figure that out as an offense and get better for the Apple Cup.
What did you see when you threw the pick?
The guy did a great job. He was at 53. I thought he was coming, but he popped out. He was mugged up, but he popped out into coverage, and they had pressure from the other side. I was off my back foot. He popped into a great spot, and it was a great play by him.
Kate Otten.
Are you surprised by how inconsistent the passing game has been this season?
I think just as a team, we've been too inconsistent to win games, obviously. And it starts with me, starts with executing practice, and didn't translate to the game today. So it's disappointing, but we got to keep going to work. And win or lose, we're still building. We're still a team. And we're going to stick together.
Do you see any similarities between the last two games where you guys really just weren't able to get anything going offensively?
Yeah, it's just not executing. And like I said, it starts in practice, just not executing well enough in practice. And then, I mean, we were able to move the ball, get stuff going. Like, there's positive stuff we do. It's just the inconsistencies and not executing at inopportune times. And that's what wins and losses come down to.
Miles Bryant.
Even containing the quarterback, there were a couple times we got back there early on in the first half, and then he was able to escape out of the pocket, and I feel like we did a good job adjusting to that in the second half, but then that last drive, they were just able to run the ball, and that still came down to tackling, guys fitting their gaps. So, I mean, that's kind of been a recurring theme this year, just making tackles and people just doing their job. So, I mean, that's something we still have to keep working on and keep cleaning up.
Were you surprised at how much he did run, because he didn't most of the year?
Not necessarily. No. I mean, we've been playing this guy for like three and a half years, and we understand the kind of player he is and the way that they utilize him. So we understood that he was going to try to escape the pocket and try to extend plays with his legs.
Miles, after having so much success against the run against Oregon State and having a bye week, did it surprise you that you guys had some of the same issues again tonight?
Yeah, in a little sense, but I feel like in the bye week, that kind of thing happens to where you don't get that, you get that week off and you don't really get that that tackling feel because you're trying to limit guys. So, but I mean, even then, that's not an excuse. We just have to go out there, execute, and get ball carriers on the ground.
Do you think there was any part of you that was looking past this game at all, or thought you had the team that wasn't that good and you came out a little flat?
Oh no, we understood the team that they were. They got a bunch of playmakers over there, and those guys they stood up and made plays. So credit to them.
It sounds like you think you guys were well prepared for it, and it's a matter of execution. Is that
That seems to be the thing.
Miles, how tough a loss is this? The season you guys have been having.
I mean, any loss is pretty tough. Just the trend that this program has been going towards, just any loss is tough, but especially coming off a good victory against Oregon State, and we were just trying to keep building, but from here we just got to keep grinding, go back out on the practice field in the weight room and just keep building, keep grinding.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.